You're listening to SBS News.
It was 2 years ago that the World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus declared COVID-19 to be a global pandemic.
We have rung the alarm bell loud and clear. We cannot say this loudly enough, or clearly enough, or often enough. All countries can still change the course of this pandemic.
2 years later, new COVID-19 cases are still emerging every day in Australia. Despite stubbornly high numbers and regular deaths, the peak seems to have passed for many eastern states. But in Western Australia, it's just beginning, with the state's daily COVID-19 case tally doubling in a matter of days. WA is trying a range of restrictions to limit the spread. But as far as Australia is concerned, vaccination is now the linchpin of the national coronavirus strategy. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says around two-thirds of eligible Australians have received their third vaccine dose, and anyone who hasn't needs to.
It's not over, and there will inevitably be new variants, and there will inevitably be a level of virus within the community going forward. That's now without doubt.
The states are already making plans to boost third dose rates because of concerns the winter will bring a surge in cases. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she has heard reports of a new Omicron subvariant, which makes getting boosted even more important.
We really need you to get your booster. If you have not had your booster, please think about getting your booster. This is going to be an added layer of protection, especially as we go into the winter season.
For some, it may not end at a third dose. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation is weighing up whether a fourth dose should be recommended for some groups of the population, especially those aged over 65. That advice may not be available until the end of March, but Greg Hunt has already made it clear the government has ordered sufficient vaccines.
We secured 60 million doses of Pfizer for 2022, precisely in contemplation of if there were a third and a fourth dose required, that we would be prepared.
With so much attention on COVID, officials are worried that Australians may be missing important messages about influenza. Doctors are warning that getting a flu vaccine is just as important as a COVID jab. Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly has already previously warned of the possibility the nation will have an intense flu season this year. He says he cannot predict what COVID variant may appear in winter, but he is almost certain the flu will be around to spread as people retreat indoors.
What I do know, though, is we're almost certainly going to have a flu season this year as well in winter. And flu and coronavirus together, as is being seen in several countries in the Northern Hemisphere right now, is a challenge.
Being prepared for a possible peak in influenza and COVID has been a focus of Friday's National Cabinet meeting. But a third virus is also being talked about, namely Japanese encephalitis. There are 15 currently confirmed cases in the community at present, and two people are known to have died from the mosquito-borne illness in the last couple of months. There's already a vaccine, and Greg Hunt says the federal government is planning to secure sufficient stocks to boost community protection as part of a $69 million package.
We have 15,000 vaccines in the country, and we are purchasing an extra 130,000 based on the public health advice. Secondly, as part of that, we also have a $5 million information and awareness campaign. Effectively, mosquitoes, covering up, wearing repellent, doing all the things that people are used to doing to protect themselves, whether in an area that there are mosquito-borne diseases.
Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Sonia Bennett has been leading the National Response Plan. Dr. Bennett says the encephalitis virus is transmitted through mosquito bites, and work is being done to identify those Australians most likely to be exposed.
Those most at risk and recommended for vaccination are being identified by public health authorities, and they are really people who work in the affected piggeries at the moment, and those going in and doing mosquito and animal control in those piggeries.
She says Australian health officials already understand the virus very well because it has been present in the wider region and the Torres Strait for some years.
It's not a new virus internationally, so it's been widespread throughout Southeast Asia for a long time. There's been a vaccine available for decades, but it is new to mainland Australia.
Dr. Bennett says Australians can be reassured that officials are mounting a rapid and effective response. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.